in the past where we've had a red day called, that meant that wood burning was restricted, and that was where we were exceeding the federal health standard. As part of the planning effort to address PM2.5, we determined that it really is important to be more proactive with our call to action. And so what we're focusing on right now is making sure that as soon as the inversion's in place, we know the levels will climb in the near future. We need to get those actions in place sooner. And so the mandatory action is that wood burning would be prohibited earlier in the inversion season or earlier in the actual inversion period. And then also the other calls to action are calls for people to drive less, implement their travel-wise plan if they have one of those, making sure that they're making choices that improve air quality on a daily basis.
People might wonder, you know, my little fireplace with my log doesn't really make that much difference. But in fact, wood burning makes a lot of difference.
It does. And we've known that for a long time as well. So back in the 80s, when we were first addressing the fine particulate matter here in the area, one of the controls that was identified, because it was a large portion of every filter. And in fact, anecdotally, those old filters in the 80s, we'd collect them from our air monitoring centers, bring them back to our lab to be weighed, and the entire lab would smell like wood smoke. It was certainly a large component of what we were finding on the filters on a daily basis. And that's why those restrictions were put in place back in the early 90s.
And we have some new research by a member of the Air Quality Board, Professor Kerry Kelly, who's kind of put some numbers on just what kind of a contribution that makes.
Correct. We still collect those filters, and then we're able to send those to laboratories to analyze the actual chemical components of those filters. And through some analysis techniques that were used, we're able to identify what is contributing to the actual particles on the filters. So what we're finding is on our typical winter day, we have both directly emitted particles and we have particles that are formed in the atmosphere through chemical reactions. We refer to those as either direct or secondary particles. For that direct portion, which is in fact about 30% of the particles on the filter are directly emitted, what we found was by analyzing those, we found that a large component of that portion of the filter was from wood burning. And so we've put extra emphasis on that, and we're looking at additional strategies to address that in the future. Clearly what we're finding is even though we've had a wood burning prohibitions in place for a number of years, we're still finding that component on the filter. And so we do need to address that through better enforcement, through better education about why we're putting those restrictions in place, and then, of course, calling for those earlier in the inversion cycle.
Now, how is the messaging going to change? What's going to appear on the state's website that's different from what we see now?
So as I mentioned, the old system was a simple three-color system, but it fails in two respects. One, we're calling for action earlier in the inversion cycle, and so that could lead people to think that the air quality was actually worse than it was. And so we have to get that action out there earlier to prevent or be more proactive so that we hopefully avoid getting to where we actually have the health consequences. But we still need to have that health message as well. And in fact, what we learned last winter is EPA has a national scale called the Air Quality Index. It's a 6-graded scale. And for each one, there's a health message associated with that for people who are impacted by air quality to take precautions to avoid that heavy exertion outside at the lower levels, and up at the upper levels for everyone to avoid heavy exertion outside to protect themselves. And so by separating the message, we can get the action message earlier in the system, but then we can also expand the health message to address the current air quality conditions that are in our valleys.
All right, Bryce, thank you very much.
Thank you.